Welcome to the Community Council, and thanks for joining us today. My name is Alex, and we are the show that talks about everything great going on in our community. We show love to all of the amazing nonprofits out there just trying to make a difference. And right now, I have someone in studio with me. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Dr. Mark Kerner, and I'm a sinus and nasal specialist. I have offices in the San Fernando Valley and in Westlake Village.
Wonderful. And what brings you to Community Council today?
Well, today I'm talking about the differences between sinus infections or colds and how we can figure that, what we have going, you know, whether you have a sinus infection or a cold, and then what we can do about that. And this is the season now where we're starting to see a lot of people with upper respiratory infections. So we're here to talk about, you know, how to take care of yourself and how to prevent colds and how to prevent those from becoming sinus infections.
So why is that important? So why is it important to know the difference between a cold and a sinus infection?
Well, it's actually sometimes difficult to tell. A cold sometimes can become a sinus infection, and sometimes it's arbitrary how we make the distinction. But typically, we sort of make the distinction at time. So a cold or cold-like symptoms are lasting more than 5 to 7 days. We typically then consider it a sinus infection. So that's the first thing. So we try not to put people on antibiotics for something that's a cold, because typically those are viruses or virally mediated infections and not bacterial. So we're trying to prevent the overuse of antibiotics. And one way to do that is not to treat those that are definitively not, you know, requiring antibiotics.
Now, why is it important to kind of hold off on antibiotics? Why do you want to use that sparingly?
Well, because of the resistance factors. And, you know, the more that we overuse antibiotics, the higher resistance levels to the specific antibiotic, but also it provides the ability for people then to not be able to respond to that certain antibiotic in the future if they really need it.
I have a question for you because, you know, like you said, we are now in the season of colds and sinus infections. And I feel like around here, this building, people are constantly calling out because they have found themselves, they've gotten sick. Wow, this sounds really basic when I ask this. But so often people are just like, oh, you know, I was, no wonder I got sick. I was going, and then I started to slow down. You know, it was a nonstop week, and on my day off, that was when I got sick. Is that true? Like, when you slow down, are you more prone to get sick?
Sure. I mean, that absolutely does occur. And the reason probably is that when we're going, you know, we're basically have a lot more hormonal changes in terms of our epinephrines and our And we've got stimulation of our white cells, which are preventing infection. And then it's sort of right after you settle down and slow down, that's when you typically will get those kind of infections. So you may be harboring it, but you're able to sort of withstand it for a long enough period of time.
So how can you prevent that, basically? So obviously, I mean, work can get crazy for anybody. You know, how do you, once you know, you feel yourself, okay, this is going to be my off day, I'm slowing down, how can you prevent yourself from getting sick?
Well, some, you may not be able to, but some of the things you can do is get enough sleep. That's probably the number one thing. Making sure that you keep the exposures to a minimum. So the number of people that you're exposed to that are sick, if you can avoid that. Hand washing is a big thing. It's probably the most important thing to keep us from getting sick. And doing those kind of things to at least prevent the best preventative measures. And then in terms of, you know, once you get sick, we're big fans of doing things, especially for colds, like nasal irrigation with saline, a lot of homeopathic regimens so that you can reduce the severity of colds and hopefully prevent them from becoming a full-blown sinus infection.
Do things like emergency vitamin C, all that, do they really work?
Well, it's we don't really know that. I mean, the studies are not definitive on that, and I think there's a fair amount of placebo effect to that. So there's really not a lot of downside to vitamin C. If you just can't take a huge dose of vitamin C and then stop because of the side effects of that. But well, people have been known to get scurvy if they take a lot of vitamin C and then stop it abruptly.
Oh my God. So, yes. Something I have not heard of. Like, I thought pirates got that.
Right. They got it because of lack of vitamin C. So you can also get it if you take high doses of it and then stop abruptly. So,
good to know. Don't want to get scurvy.
Right. You don't want to get scurvy. Again, still pretty unusual and pretty rare. But it's the jury's still out really whether it reduces the severity, but you know, a lot of people still do it.
So when would you, you know, when should you see a doctor? Because obviously if someone just has a cold, they're like, okay, I'm not going to go to a doctor for a cold. Or would you suggest that?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Because we would be inundated. Basically something that's, somebody that has had a cold-like symptom, or they've developed facial pain or pressure or severe nasal congestion, where they cannot breathe, or they're just having some fevers and maybe even chills, that would be the time when you need to get that checked out.
Mm-hmm. So what are some other things that we can do to prevent getting sick? And you said, you know, washing your hands, obviously the biggest one.
Right.
But say you are sick, say you already have a cold, how do you prevent, you know, getting then a sinus infection?
Well, again, one of the things that we try to get people to do is this nasal irrigation with saline or any sort of warm salt water solution. And it's a nice homeopathic way of helping keep your nasal passages clear so that you and keep the swelling down so you don't end up resulting in prolonged swelling of the nasal membranes, which then leads to a sinus infection.
What's the biggest misconception that you hear on just like colds and sinus infections?
The biggest misconception is probably, I think that most people want to be treated with antibiotics, or a lot of people want to be treated with antibiotics, you know, right at the beginning, and instead of just waiting it out. So I think there's a fair amount of overuse. Mm-hmm. So the misconception is they're sick, that they're going to get better, you know, with medication, when if they just let it run its course, they would probably get better along the same time course.
And when do, like, you kind of see colds and sinus infections kind of taper off a little bit?
Well, typically in the spring, we'll start to see, you know, again, a tapering off of the level of infections. We tend to get the winter viruses that cause a lot of trouble. And plus, I think the cold reduces immunity to a certain extent. Mm. Sort of alluding to what you were saying about, you know, when people are in the building and it's in a winter time and they're bringing it around. So we tend to see less of those type of viruses in the spring. And then again, people are just not as susceptible typically because they're not as indoors.
You know, it's kind of funny because I grew up in the Northeast, so it gets super cold there.
Right.
I would not have really, I mean, this might sound very dumb, but I feel like I would not have expected moving to LA people to still get colds. Sure.
Well, we still have them. We still get the same type of viral infections, maybe slight alterations in the type of viruses, but we see it, and we see big spikes in people getting sick around wintertime.
So it's really just when the temperature drops. It doesn't have to be like 30 degrees or 20 degrees for people to really get sick.
No, not at all. No, you're correct. I mean, it can happen pretty much anything at any time, but I think there are seasonal variations.
Well, do you have any other advice for us, Dr. Mark?
No, I think the biggest advice is again, get enough rest. Make sure that you're washing your hands. And trying to avoid, you know, people that are already sick.
And this is always a debate, but what is, you know, good enough rest? How many hours of sleep should someone be getting?
Should get 8 hours a night.
Oh man. Okay, I'm not getting 8 hours a night. I'll work on that. I nap. Is that okay? If I try to nap?
That's very helpful, actually.
Good. Okay. Then I'm doing something right. Well, thank you so much for going on the show with us. You know, how can people get in contact with you?
We either through our website, it's www.markkernermd.com, or if they have any questions, they could call 818-349-0600.
Thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hopefully I won't get sick now that I feel a little bit wiser. Thank you.
Thank you.